Oh my goodness, bro. This is going to be a good one. Yeah, this is going to be something else. So, firsthand, how are you guys doing? This is the DJ Fluff Random Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please hit that clap button and everything else. If you get a chance to, hit the thumbs up and like on any of my videos, especially if you like them. I mean, not videos. Oh my goodness, I'll do so many videos. I don't know if you can hear it, but I got a little bit of annoyance in my voice right now. Let me tell you why. This person that will remain nameless, actually, I don't even remember her name. That's the crazy part. I have had multiple bickering and multiple things, on, like just multiple disagreement quotes every time on this one person Facebook. And I guess, I don't know what it is. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to sugarcoat nothing. It's the weirdest stuff. But let's go with what I'm basically getting at here. I don't know the lady. I don't. We only Facebook buddies. I don't know how we even became Facebook buddies. You know when you first start Facebook and you be like, hey, yeah, that's a cool friend. I agree to have that person as a friend. People you might know. Stuff like that, right? I think that's what happened. But I regret every second of that. So let's go down the line of where this person come from. So a long time ago, I can even see on the timeline that she used to be bigger, way bigger in 2016. So I guess she went and had that little liposuction or some type of surgery, because there ain't no way she lost this much weight with no muscle gain like that. So she don't have no muscle gain. So I'm not talking about the person, but what I'm doing is I'm just putting a light on something. I just real quick before I go into the deeper topic. What I notice is, you know what I'm saying, she probably had some type of weight loss surgery, and she was like way bigger than what she is now. And now, you know what I'm saying, like back then she used to cover herself up. Now it's like she wearing bikinis in restaurants and everything else. She got a little body now. And I want to acknowledge one thing about that real quick, ladies, or anybody that's just listening. And just if you just wonder, a lot of times when a lot of people were big and they thought they was unattractive, a lot of times they were very humble. I think that's when it was like, it was cool. Like maybe she was a good, she was friend then, because I noticed she didn't disagree with this many people at one time, or argue, or always talking about fake friends and stuff. A lot of times when people keep talking about fake friends, it's be they fake ass. You know what I'm saying? Period. It be they fake ass. Now, this is where I'm getting it to. Then she was humble. Now she have a little body or something. A lot of people get this notion that, oh, I'm this now. I don't need to agree with so much stuff I used to agree with. And it's not that. It's just the fact that you was humble about stuff then. You cared about what somebody had to say. You cared about, you know what I'm saying, people's feelings. You made sure you didn't hurt nobody's feelings. And I think right now, reality TV showing that a lot of women that shape, I'm always say what they shape like. They shape like wasp. They got a big chest, little waist, big booty. And it's like, huh? With little bitty legs. And they shape like wasp. And it's weird that soon as women get to shaping themselves like wasp, it's like now it's a whole persona that comes with that. And what that entails is narcissistic. So this person put down a video today, early this morning. Well, I can't say it's early because I woke up at 12, and 12:45, I see this thing. I haven't even went and ate breakfast yet. Well, I haven't ate breakfast yet, basically. But right now, I'm on a little diet thing, so I'm going to eat some watermelon early in the morning and some lemon water. You know what I'm saying? Early in the morning. But let's get back to the topic. So this person has a thing when a lady explaining narcissistic and narcissistic people. And she says, it's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, narcissistic people, here go five things that you need to watch out for. Narcissistic people would make any argument about them. narcissistic people will always say you don't understand something that they purely understand and things like that. And then narcissistic people will always try to piggyback off of if you said one word, like they're offended by that word before, so you can't go deeper into the conversation. So I'm just do three. So with that being said, I said, you right. Because right now, I'm not going to lie. I think we're living in revelations. I'm pretty sure that the world is going haywire. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's almost over 300 mass shootings in the U.S. alone. People are kicking around Bibles in the street. And also, a lot of people are getting in the streets and teaching the word of God. Because right now, if people don't see his revelations right now, I don't really know what to say. It's just the beginning parts. And it's like, okay, with that being said, with the narcissistic video, I made a comment. I said 100% correct. Right now, I preach the, you know what I'm saying? 100% correct. I preach the gospel to a lot of older and younger folks, and some folks don't get it at all and don't want to get it. People would rather say the universe instead of say, hey, that's God work. You know what I'm saying? Period. Or anything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we get into emotion of a lot of people just don't want to accept it at all. And you know what, though? A lot of times it's a learning process, and that's cool. And you can even tell how I'm talking now that I don't never re-raising my voice, or I'm not one of those super critical, boy, you need to get Jesus right now, and you gotta. No, I'm not one of those. I'm like, let's talk about it, because a lot of times what people don't understand hurts them. So when they learned about God, and people always say, well, if an innocent child get into a car accident, and then a thug that kills everybody get into a car accident, and an innocent child die, and a thug survive, you know what I'm saying? They try to basically put anything together, saying, how can it be a God when the child died and the thug survived? I said, dude, you're putting so many stipulations on any little thing, any little mistake, or any randomness. And it's like, dude, calm down. And with that being said, these are some of the conversations we have with a couple narcissistic people. And what narcissistic, let me break it down. I'm gonna just give you the short version of what narcissistic is, just in case you don't know. It's cool. People that agree with themselves so hardly that it can be proven that they're wrong, and they still agree with themselves, no matter what it is. Because no matter what, they're right and everybody else is wrong. Or no matter what, their word matters and your word really don't. Or they don't listen to yours. They act like they listen to yours, but at the end, they're going to still get the last word. Narcissistic, in the nutshell. You know what I'm saying? So I said this back to the quote that I said on Facebook. So I said that real quick. And you know what I'm saying? It was just basically saying, yeah, I agree with your video. And it, like, just to put an example out there, very small example, and I said the gospel thing, and literally right after I did that, she said, what the hell your comment have to do with this video? Okay, I'm a little confused. So I said, yeah, I'm agreeing with the video. I'm agreeing with you and your video about what this whole thing is. You know what I'm saying? Basically, right? She continues to come back at me. Boy, what are you talking about? It ain't even 3 o'clock yet. Boy, what are you talking about? So then I gets back. I say, are we going back and forth over me agreeing with you and your video? So then she said, have a nice day. Okay. So then I put, I wish I had the thing right in front of me. I'll read it off. I put, I'm basically saying, agreeing with your video and saying, what's the narcissistic folks that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. That's all. And she, yeah. So then I looked at her page. You know how when you're arguing with somebody, you usually look at their page. It's actually just almost like a thing. So then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. We argued about a couple things for no stupid reason. Then I go down. I see in her background, she got a podcast. You have a podcast and you're basically trying to argue with people on Facebook all day and you got a podcast? I hope your podcast just got boxing gloves in that studio, wherever you at. Because real quick, if me, and then I said, you know what, you got a podcast, right? Let's get on your podcast. She never hit back. Not one time. Let me tell you why. Exactly. How do the pot call the kettle black now? How does this happen now? Where are we mentally now that we can't even realize that half of the stuff we say, no fake friends. You the fake motherfucker. No narcissistic people. You the narcissistic one. It's like, dude, we call out the same thing we are nowadays and give no wiggle room to grow. Because of, especially black community, oh my goodness, actually everybody, but like these new black, I'm telling you, dude, look, I love my black women, but also, I'm not loving my black women no more. To a point, let me tell you, like, my wife, I love my wife, I do, but sometimes, I'm not her, it's not her at all, but a lot of times I get on here and I see a lot of black women random acts and random things they do. And sometimes I come back, like, come around my wife and be like, man, ooh, like black women right now be making me so angry. Sometimes I realize I have something great at home. I have something great at home. And she's not like that at all. And then, but a lot of times it'd be like, yo, just because of like black women just out here in the streets and on social media, sometimes it's hard to even love a black woman, even the ones that's not guilty of it. And it's bad. It's very bad. But it's like, okay, let me explain even more. If you got kids, you go to the grocery store and a kid jumps out of, like, mom, I want this cereal. She's like, no, I don't have the money for the cereal. And that kid throw the cereal in the aisle and be like, fuck you, mom, and everything else. You like, whoa. And no matter if they're black or white, because now everybody does it, black, white, Mexican, whatever, because now a lot of people don't whoop their kids. So guess what? This is the attitude you're going to get. They get to throwing stuff. You immediately, if your kid's there, you look at your kids and be like, bullshit, that ain't you. And you all, that little bit of, You know that you have a good kid, right? But you look at your kid like, I wish my kid would. That's almost how this is a little bit. It's like every time that I get on social media or something and I see some black women fighting over some stupid stuff or arguing or making no sense at all or saying, how much money do you spend on a date? Which this is probably the next conversation we're going to have on this thing, actually today, probably. I'm not even gonna lie, we're gonna have this today, the conversation of how much money you spend on a date. And if you say any, I put down on the post, $60 is tops, right? You'll be surprised. Some dude said, oh yeah, on a first date with a female. You know what? I don't even want to go into this conversation, but you know what? I'm gonna just tell you this part. A couple dudes said on a first date with a female, $300 to $500. For what? For what? What am I paying for? No. And we will tell you why next time. But with that being said, what I'm basically saying here. My bad, that's my alarm. What I'm basically saying here is, where are we going? We're not getting any better. We're getting worse. Not only are we getting worse, we're actually calling out people that we're the same thing. This is what I do to make sure that I'm good mentally and everything else. Every 3 or 6 months, I kind of look at the decisions I made and the people I talk to and kind of realize like where I could have been corrected or where I could have been wrong. And as a man, I even come back sometimes and I even apologize for certain things that I do that don't always go my way, because I have had talked to more narcissistic people. And I'm gonna tell you like this. I got a homeboy. This fool believe in Elon Musk over any of God's work completely. I say, dude, you're only 5 years younger than Elon Musk. How are you gonna believe a man over the creator? He said, Elon Musk out here making moves. I said, oh my God, no you didn't. Not only just did he just say that, I'm telling narcissistic people. So, and through the conversation, he said something about, I wasn't listening to the part that he was saying a little bit about space, time, and relativity. And you could tell how this conversation was going. It just, you got God and somebody that believe in universe and space, time, and relativity. You know how this conversation went. It was terrible. So, later on in the conversation, I don't even know why I had this conversation. And I said, and he basically said, you don't listen to the parts that I'm talking about. Because don't get me wrong, in my mind, it seemed super foolish. And I said, you know, like 5 minutes later in that conversation, I said, you know what though? You're right. Because when people say something about space, time, and relativity, I kind of shut my ears off a little bit. And you know what? You're right about one part of this argument, bro. And you know what? I mean, I would listen and I would look up the little research that you had and everything else. I mean, I didn't even say little research. I said I'll look up the research you talking about and everything. And I would go down that path and I'll check it out. I will at least check it out. He said, bro, what is you talking about? I said, no, I'm agreeing to the part that you basically were saying that I probably don't listen to the thing. And I said, further research is needed. He told me, why am I putting words in his mouth? I said, what? He said, why are you putting words in my mouth? I ain't say that. I said, no, dude, you did say that. You said that literally, it was about like 3 minutes ago. I said, dude, you just said like 3 minutes ago. I'm agreeing with you. And I said, dude, further research is needed. If further research is needed, that's the bottom line. And I agree with you. I said, yeah, you right. I would go check out what you're talking about. And I'm even texting it to myself right now. Bro, you putting words in my mouth. I didn't even say that. I said, hold on. I'm confused. What? Huh? You putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I said, say what? He couldn't even tell me what he talking about he didn't say. I said, now, hold on. Listen, when we had the general conversation and everything, you said that, yeah, you weren't listening to such and such and such, such. So what I said is, okay, you're right. Let me go ahead and I will do further research on what you're talking about. Bro, you still putting words in my mouth. This dude actually got angry talking about I'm putting words in his mouth. So real quick, let me tell you something real quick. Stop arguing and talking to narcissistic people. These people have no argument so much that they will argue with you even if you're agreeing. Just be like, you know what? Let's agree to disagree, slap hands, and get the hell up out of there. Walk away. You know why? There's no talking to them. With everything right now, I'm literally recording a podcast on my phone. Everything is directly at access points. Everything is given to us. Except for money, every now and then. Everything is given to us so much that we actually get lazy, so lazy that we're mentally lazy, that we don't forgive. We're lazy on anything that make us think. We're lazy. This is how that lady can ask me, what do you mean? So many times, because she didn't want to even think about it. She just wanted to read my comment. All she had to do was use 2% brain power. We don't think anymore. Not only do we not think, it's actually we don't think so much that we actually look at other people that think like they stupid. All you have to do is replay the conversation or the situation in your head, or see what that person's saying, ask what that person really means, and really listen and put thought to it. This is what we used to do. Can we start back? Because we don't no more. Intelligent conversations are, people are allergic to them now. And someone told me a great thing yesterday, and it made so much sense. They said, a lot of times, I'm going to tell you this, young black man, when you go around your family and other people, and you wonder why they don't invite you to their little drinking, little social this and that, and I wonder why they don't bring you to or tell you about certain things, because people run away from grenades. I said, what? People run away from grenades? They said, yeah, think of it. At any point in time that they're having a general conversation, because you're woke and you have knowledge of things, if they're having the dumbest, ignorantest conversation or conversing with each other, and you're there, your wokeness come up. Even though you'll be right on a lot of things that you say, and you carry yourself differently, they don't want to be around that. They want to be around other people that remind them of them, not someone that will basically not correct them, but someone that will give the right answers around the topic. And it made so much sense. So many people don't want to, they run away from grenades. They know at the family picnic, they like, yeah, bro, we about to eat that pig. And they know the Muslims and their family are the people that's woke. Said, no, we don't eat from the split hood, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Now, you can have some good conversations with these people, and they don't have to have a conspiracy conversation. And a lot of times when I had converse with people and everything else, and they be like, all right, Fluff, don't get into the conspiracy stuff. And I check myself, and we have regular conversation. That's it. I just want everybody to do better. And I love for people to do better than me. And you know what I'm saying? Things like that. And I'm like, to not just to be woke, to be humble in your blessings. Oh my goodness. I love that. I love that. And people don't really see it. And sometimes I see a lot of folks that I know, and I know that they're mentally and physically and emotionally stronger than what they are. Because a lot of times we just go through things. But I give that time. And a lot of people that even hate on me to this day, I never say, I don't mess with them no more because I'm done with them. I never say it. I had people steal from me. I didn't have people try to kill me. I give it the rule of Sabbath. What that is, 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years. After 7 years, I can't be mad at nothing no more. I don't do it in that order. It's like, it depends on what they did. Now, if it did something small, 7 days. We had a little argument, maybe 7 days. I give it a week and we, you know what I'm saying, chit-chat again. Maybe if the argument was too deep and it almost to some fighting stuff, maybe I give it about 7 weeks. Maybe we were scrapping out there. Or, you know what I'm saying? Not from regular conversation. I'm not fighting over conversing with people. No, I'm not doing it. But maybe if somebody did something a little bit more drastic, maybe it's 7 months. And if something too drastic, 7 years. Now, if my life don't line up with that person's life no more, and after them 7 years, and it's like, dude, nah, I'm good. If it's that drastic, then maybe y'all just don't line up no more, I guess. But the rule of Sabbath will really humble you for real. And I understand. But we have to start thinking, and we have to go by these rules, because I totally understand them. We on this earth together. Can we at least share it? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Come on, man. To the lady that was a big girl to her new stuff now, and basically now I'm about to probably go on that. yeah, she was a big girl, and now she got a body. She not humble no more. With that being said, I don't think me and her, we went, there's too many different things that we went through on, like, I'm agreeing with her, talking about different quotes that she'll put on Facebook and stuff like that, and things like that. Now, with this being said, I still didn't even delete her yet, and with her saying, have a nice day, you know what, I hope she have a nice day too, but never with me no more. I have to unfriend her, because I don't see no, the things she posts, like, and she's the type of person that'll post, like, random nigga fights. Fights with this lady. Fights with, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just random out somewhere. And then, I think I'm gonna just go ahead and make my peace and roll on out. And it's okay. Hope that she do better and everything else. And I'm not about to even say all this when I delete her. And I know that people, I just said basically, you know, fake friends and all this stuff. I know I said that. But me and her, we're not gonna agree at all. Because the bottom line is, she don't think. And maybe when she get her life together, maybe we can be homies again. But until then, this has been your boy DJ Fluff 313. And I approve this message. Thank you guys again for checking out my podcast, the DJ Fluff Random Show. I'm about to really start getting on here a lot more. I'm sorry, every time I get on here, I do yarn. That's because I'm still in the comfortable setting of my own bed right now. Well, not really. Oh, follow me on TikTok also. I have the most comfortable office couch ever. Oh, my goodness. I'm on it right now. And, yeah, my bed is cool, but I go to bed at, like, 7 a.m. And down here, it looks like it's still dark. Upstairs, it's so bright, it makes no sense. Oh, my goodness. Love you guys. Just want to spread that love and everything else and have a quick general conversation. Let's do better. DJ Fluff out. Remember, that's DJ Fluff 313, all platforms. TikTok is DJ Fluff underscore 313. It's DJ underscore Fluff 313. That's me. Thank you guys so much. Oh, and definitely check out my new album, Cyber Fluff. Love you guys. I'm out.